This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
Security at the nation's nuclear weapons lab is so lax that the facilities have repeatedly failed drills in which mock terrorists captured radioactive material and escaped, according to an article in Vanity Fair magazine. Rich Levinet, who spent 6 years running war games for the U.S. government, said in more than 50% of tests at the Los Alamos facility, the mock terrorists got in, captured the plutonium, got out again, and in some cases didn't fire a shot because they didn't encounter any guards. These failures occurred despite security forces at the Los Alamos National Laboratories and other nuclear facilities knowing the dates of the drills months in advance. About 3.2 million Californians registered for Tuesday's recall election are voting by absentee ballot, and election officials are worried that counting that number of absentee votes could drag out the results of an already unwieldy election. About 1.2 million absentee and other ballots will not be counted until well after the election, and officials said on Monday that those votes could decide a potentially close race, raising the specter of an election with no clear winner for weeks. More than 2 million absentee ballots had been returned to election officials by Monday, state officials said. As recall candidates barnstormed the state in the final hours of the historic campaign, a poll conducted by Elway McGuire Research for Knight Rider from Wednesday through Saturday found the percentage of people saying they would definitely vote to oust Davis dropped from 52% Wednesday to 44% Saturday. California voters can submit voting experiences or problems today at a site sponsored by Black Box Voting, an organization working to force touchscreen voting machine makers to use computer code that is absolutely secure. They are asking anyone to report any unusual or egregious problems to bbvreport.org. The BBV team will also contact the media and direct them to the scene of the action. Morale among some war-weary GIs in Iraq is so low that a growing number of soldiers, including some now home on R&R, are researching the consequences of going AWOL, according to a leading support group. The GI Rights Hotline, a national soldier support service, has logged a 75% increase in calls in the last 12 weeks, with more than 100 of those calls from soldiers or people on their behalf asking about the penalties associated with going AWOL, absent without leave, according to volunteers and staffers who man the service.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They are full of history, memories of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
A man at the wheel of a stolen tractor defied police calls to surrender before ramming and partly crushing two patrol cars, police in the southern German town of Matabar said on Monday.
For IE America Network News, this is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Hey, Sneezy, go to sleep.
I can't.
You could if you take NyQuil. It'll help your symptoms. So you'll sleep great. You know, like you do when you cuddle on the couch with a warm fleece blanket, a cozy fire, and a chick flick.
Now that's my kind of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that.
NyQuil. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, best sleep you ever got with a cold. Medicine. Use as directed. Now try new and improved Liquicaps.
Fear not, citizens, for John Ashcroft, your ever-vigilant Attorney General, is standing on guard, and he has just taken bold action to prevent a dastardly foreign threat from penetrating our nation's borders. The threat he thwarted came not from some deadly Al-Qaeda terrorist, but, get this, from an enterprising U.S. company that gives consumers here a way to import cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. Yes, Ashcroft is putting your tax dollars to work and using the police powers of your federal government to prevent you from paying less for your prescription medicines. Is this a great administration or what? Ashcroft has issued a code red alert against RX Depot, a retail firm that has 85 stores in 26 states. You can go into these stores and order your prescriptions online direct from Canada, getting the exact same medicines at half the price you pay in the U.S. The prices are so much cheaper because Canada, like every other industrialized country except ours, does not allow monopolistic drug makers to gouge their customers. The drug companies, however, have been demanding that Bushco crack down on these storefront businesses, so Ashcroft is simply doing their bidding. Of course, the Bushites assert that they're really protecting us. Mark McClellan, the drug industry lapdog handpicked by W to head the FDA, said with a straight face that unapproved drugs entering the United States through illegal channels pose a significant threat to the safety and security of the prescription drug supply. This is Jim Hightower saying, what a crock. These are the same drugs made and sold here, only they cost half as much. Instead of whoring for the drug profiteers, Ashcroft, McClellan, and Bush need to side with consumers. A Republican House member, Gil Gutnick, is sponsoring a bill specifically to authorize these Canadian prescriptions. To back his bill, call his office at 202-225-2472.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
True Seekers, Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces the phone number is 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. You can email during the program, too, mikedmalloy@earthlink.net. Big two stories of the night, the California recall, of course, and Leakgate confusion in the White House. They can't keep their lies straight. We will. The polls do not close in California until 11 p.m. Eastern time. I think they stay open until 8. They may stay open later this evening because the number of polling places, I understand, because of budget cuts in the state of California, was reduced about 60%, and they're expecting a record turnout for a non-presidential year election in California. So I seriously doubt that there's going to be even early returns much before we are long off the air for this evening. But it certainly is a circus, isn't it? Driving into work this evening, listening to NPR, watching, as I did today, some of the cable news programs, the numbers on Schwarzenegger are astonishing. 47% of women say that were polled say he's fine. 53% of men. His highest support comes from white, middle-class Republican males. The charges of sexual predation are shoot the messenger time. The L.A. Times, I heard tonight on the news, L.A. Times has suffered about 1,000 subscription cancellations from people who say that the L.A. Times, it's the L.A. Times' fault for reporting that Schwarzenegger, through his entire life, has been a Nazi sympathizer or someone involved in sexual predation, assault, whatever you want to call it. I don't know, man. I read something. There was a report released today or yesterday from the United Nations, I believe, listing most of the member countries of the UN, ranking them according to the amount of corruption and treachery that exists inside various countries. New Zealand and Australia came out just about on top of the list of the good guys. The United States, I think, was in the top 20 in ascending order. At the very bottom, you could imagine, would be places like Liberia, Haiti, countries like that. But it just, and I read the Australian press I read as much as I can. I read the New Zealand press as much as I can. As I said before, I have a son whose mother was from New Zealand. And so I'm kind of familiar in a secondary way with that country. But the more I hear about Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, for that matter, the more I think to myself, gee, you know, why am I here? We've really gone crazy in this country. I've never seen anything like this. The only good place is the bestseller list. New York Times and other bestseller list books by liberals that are dominating these bestseller lists, which I don't know. I don't know if people are buying them because they agree or if people are buying because of the freak value. I have no idea. But it is just bizarre. Things have gotten so crazy. The Republican Wehrmacht has destroyed, is in the process of utterly and absolutely destroying our system of representative government. That is clear. Florida was the first to go. California, I do believe that Schwarzenegger is going to be the next governor. It's horrifying when you think about it. What next? New York? What will be the destabilization? Of course, they tried to blow New York off the map with the attack on September 11th. But it's astonishing what the Republican Nazis are doing to this country. This inability of the American public to differentiate between entertainment and the real world, which I think is made just clearly evident by the idea that a third rate, just absolute moron like Arnold Schwarzenegger has been able to do what is being done to the state of California. But the people in the state of California who are going to make this empty-headed moron governor, I don't know. I do wonder at times where in the hell I live. Jason in Tucson, Arizona, sent me an email before the program, and he said, no matter what happens today in California, at least we'll know what the moron index is in that state. It'll be based on the number of people who vote for Arnold. Yeah. And to show how crazy it's gotten, religious fanatic and right-wing psychopath Orrin Hatch says that Schwarzenegger should not be judged on past improper advances toward women. He should be judged, according to Orrin Hatch, Jesus, as the devoted husband he is today, Schwarzenegger, right? Now, this is Orrin Hatch. This is one of the people who just about reached, how can I say this without offending people that listen on the radio? Well, I guess I can't. Hatch, who seemed to get sexually aroused during the assault on Bill Clinton, with his righteous indignation about Bill Clinton participating in a consensual sexual liaison and then lying about it. Orrin Hatch seemed to get sexually aroused himself over all the details. And oh, the indignation. And now he stands next to Arnold Schwarzenegger and says not only should he not be judged on past improper advances toward women, but that Schwarzenegger should have the opportunity to run for president. So Hatch is going to propose a constitutional amendment that will say that anyone who has been a citizen for 20 years... should be able to run for president. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hatch told the National Press Club last Friday, quote, "We have to look at people who they are today, not what they may have done wrong in the past. What? What? I get, you know, it's impossible to point out Republican right-wing hypocrisy on this program as it occurs. That's all we would do. 3 hours a night, five nights a week. It is impossible. And then Hatch went on to say to the National Press Club last Friday, there isn't a person in this room who is perfect, who has lived perfectly. And yet when Clinton was accused of a consensual sexual liaison, Hatch just tripped all over his kneecaps, trying to impeach, remove from office the dastardly, bastardly Bill Clinton, right? Now, this is kind of payback from Hatch to Schwarzenegger, because Schwarzenegger worked for Hatch's 1994 reelection campaign when he went to an awards ceremony at a Salt Lake City fitness equipment factory, and he taunted Hatch's then-Democratic challenger, Pat Shea, with his hasta la vista, baby, line. Jesus, how sick of his lines are we becoming? Huh? In answer, this is in the Salt Lake Tribune. In answer to a question posed by reporters last Friday, Hatch noted that Schwarzenegger has said most of the groping allegations detailed over the past 25 years in a Thursday LA Times story are not true. You see, Schwarzenegger said they're not true. So Hatch says, well, he says they're not true. But he's apologized for acting improperly at times in the past. Hatch went on to say, my experience with him, he's a very nice man. He's very talented. He's a very bright guy. Oh, God, please, please, I don't know. Make this building collapse now so I don't have to go on with this story. Oh, that's right. There is no God. Okay. My experience with him, he's a very nice man, very talented. He's a very bright guy who is devoted to his wife. Hatch went on to call Schwarzenegger a tough guy. He's a tough guy. How does Hatch know that? He's seen his movies. He's a tough guy who has guts to take on Democratic Governor Gray Davis. And Hatch predicted that the Terminator star will herald a new political leadership style. Oh, Hatch said, quote, if he gets the chance, he's not going to be a namby-pamby out there. Oh, my God, please, please, collapse the building, Jesus, right now. Will you please? I'm waiting. 3, 2, 1. Jesus, God, Yahweh, Allah. Collapse the building. I don't want to go on with it. Please. So Hatch has introduced a resolution to amend the Constitution. Now, is this the one to declare queers persona non grata? Is this the one to declare that the only real marriages are between simpering heterosexuals? Is this the one to determine that Arnold Schwarzenegger can be president? Oh, please. And so it goes, huh? We're living in Crazyville. Did you know that? I have news for you. I have been ordered by the auditor to tell you the truth. We all went to sleep about 2 years ago, and we're all still asleep. Everybody on the planet is asleep while the auditors are rearranging life forms. What we are doing here is dreaming. None of this is happening. All the tragedies you have borne in the past couple of years have just been dreams. All the ecstasy you have experienced, dreams. All the political insanity, the wars, the deaths, the killing, it's all been dreams. The auditor is rearranging. Now, some people say Shiva is waking up, and that's the reason for this. When Shiva awakens, we all go into a dream state. That could be, but I've been instructed to tell you. No, I haven't. Kathy's getting the hook out. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah?
Have you bought your Halloween candy yet?
Not yet.
Well, I've got the best candy idea for you to give away on Halloween.
Really?
Juicy gummies.
Juicy gummies?
That's right. Juicy gummies are the first gummies made with real fruit juices. They're fat-free and they are so good.
Mmm.
You have to try them all. The peach rings, froggies, creepies, and much, much more. They're all delicious.
Yeah, they are.
Juicy gummies come in playful packages, fun shapes and colors. All the kids will be at your door when the word gets out that you're giving away Juicy gummies on Halloween.
Hmm.
Juicy gummies come in 30 and 50 pack bags, so there's plenty of candy for the whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And did I mention that these gummy candies are actually made with real fruit juices and fat-free?
Wow.
So if you haven't bought your candy for Halloween, rush on out to Walmart, Kmart, Eckerd's, Dollar General, 7-Eleven, Fred's, Kerr Drugs, Brooks Pharmacy, and many other stores nationwide. Sorry, man, you can't eat all of our samples. Well, this store here sells Juicy gummies.
Ooh, thanks.
Look for Juicy Gummies, America's first gummy made with real fruit juices. Boy, they're delicious.
If you've got a clogged up nose, Simply Stuffy. If you've got a snuffly nose, Simply Stuffy. If the rest of you feels fine, but your nose is out of line, give your schnozzle what it needs, Simply Stuffy.
Simply Stuffy, from the makers of Children's Tylenol. It has only the medicine your child needs to make a stuffy nose simply disappear.
If you want to smell a rose, get the stuff out of your nose. If you take a feeling spotty, Simply Stuffy.
Simply Stuffy. Use as directed.
Get the good stuff.
Right now would be a good time to come to Napa Auto Parts, because you can get halogen headlights starting at just $4.99 after a $1 mail-in rebate. Remember, nothing lights up the road like halogen. And like everything Napa sells, our halogen headlights are manufactured to the highest industry standards. This is the good stuff. So come into Napa and get halogen headlights starting at just $4.99 after a $1 mail-in rebate.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Show.
Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Fact me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found two trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Okay,
they flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy. Understood
exactly how 24 past the hour. While this madness is going on in this country, Pickles Bush, of course, she was in, when she in Europe, is she back? She was in Europe, and Jacques Chirac, that picture that was on the front page of a lot of newspapers around the country, Jacques Chirac kissing her hand, about ready to move up to other parts of her body. But Laura Bush, as you know, Pickles has celebrated the importance of literacy. Most recently was last weekend on the Washington Mall. There was some sort of a literacy thing. Incredible. She's married to adult like George, and she celebrates literacy. But while she's doing that, George was targeting education funding. Now, what the right wing will say, well, it's greater this year than it was last year. That's right, by 0.3%, which doesn't even keep up with the level of inflation, and is well below. It's what, 1/48? Is that right? No, 1/12 of his so-called 4% ceiling for domestic spending. So he allocates 1/4 of, one-twelfth of for education that he's allocating for death and destruction, for war. But what is incredible is that he places education at the bottom of his budget request, and which puts the lie completely to his claims that education is his top priority. Every single thing this thug has said since he came into power has been an utter and absolute lie. When he talks about the No Child Left Behind legislation, not only is that a joke, but the way it is to be not funded particularly shortchanges the Title I section. Now, that's the primary program for kids who are poor, or as they say in Washington, economically disadvantaged. Bush's budget request for Title I falls 33% short of what Congress considers the necessary funding under the law. What does that mean? That means that lack of funding for the Title I section of the so-called No Child Left Behind Act will mean that more than half of all poor children eligible for additional instruction and intensive services will be left out. George Bush is the worst kind of liar. He's the kind of liar who looks you right in the face and says things like, well, you know, I believe in democracy in Iraq. And what he's trying to set up is an utter and absolute a fascist dictatorship. I believe in No Child Left Behind. All children are being left behind. I believe in people should have clean air to breathe. All the air that we're going to breathe is poisonous if his legislation goes through. It just doesn't stop. It's that kind of lying, the Nazi kind of lying, the tell the lie of enough times and eventually Volk believe it. And it's just it's very discouraging, if you know what I mean. So there's First Lady Bush out there, Pickles, talking about literacy, while her husband is doing everything he can to promote illiteracy. And 52% of the American public cheer him on. I don't know. Quick break. We'll be back. We have a lot of open lines here. Well, hold off for a while because we have some really good sound coming up from Scott McClellan and Too Stupid to Find His Ass with Both Hands. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
Learn in school today, dear little boy of mine. I learned that war is not so bad. I learned about the great ones we have had. We fought in Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
Thieves in High Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller. Faced with a possible ouster in today's recall election, California Governor Gray Davis spent the last few days signing new worker-friendly legislation. A landmark bill signed Sunday by Davis will require all California businesses that employ 50 or more workers to provide their employees with health insurance. About a million uninsured workers stand to benefit.
Labor and environmental groups first came together in the streets of Seattle in 1999 when they joined forces to oppose meetings of the World Trade Organization. Today, the work of the so-called Blue-Green Green Alliance continues with its sights set on a new target, the Free Trade Area of the Americas. A group called the Alliance for Sustainable Jobs and the Environment recently launched a nationwide bus tour of 24 cities that will culminate in protests in Miami this November against the expansion of the North American Free Trade Agreement. John Goodman is a steel worker who recently addressed a stop of the march to Miami in Spokane, Washington.
What we have witnessed in Mexico and other third world nations is exploitation of workers, their families, and environmental destruction by greed-driven multinational corporations.
Organizers of the caravan expect tens of thousands to fill the streets of Miami when protests against the FTAA kick off on November 19th.
Earlier this year, career employees of the federal government were up in arms over Bush administration plans to outsource some 750,000 jobs to private contractors. After congressional intervention, the White House claimed to have suspended its outsourcing initiative, but a new report from the Office of Management and Budget reveals federal agents are still making plans to privatize jobs en masse. The OMB reports more than 103,000 federal jobs are currently under review for potential outsourcing, and another 330,000 could follow.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, helping you with your pets and talking to celebrities, like from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies, Raven Simone. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out, so he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, who talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk, Saturdays and Sundays on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
And then education, we passed a great education bill. This is a good piece of legislation because it sets clear priorities. It encourages accountability so that no child is quit on you.
Oh, you lying rat. Oh, my God. Australia's Senate has censured the Prime Minister there, John Howard, for misleading the country about the reasons for going to war against Iraq. Can you believe that? See, they have a parliamentary form of government, just like the Brits do, like the Canadians do. And they can issue, they can censure. It just censure. And keep in mind that John Howard's party has wait a minute. John Howard's ruling Liberal National Coalition does not have a majority, but this resolution passed 33-30. It won the support of the minor party of the Democrats, the Greens, and Independents. The motion to censure was put forward by a senator from the Greens party, a Green Party, Bob Brown, who said Howard misled Australians by claiming Iraq had weapons of mass destruction that posed a threat to Australia. Jesus God! What, those little balsa wood airplanes were going to fly all the way to Australia? The Prime Minister, John Howard, dismissed the motion of censure as a political stunt. And before the war, the Australian Senate declared it had no confidence in John Howard. That's the first time Parliament was, since Parliament was formed more than 100 years ago, that support was withdrawn from a sitting prime minister. It also censured the government over its deployment of troops to Iraq. But, you know, in civilized countries, even though you can fool the people, you can fool all the people some of the time, eventually the people wake up and say, well, wait a second. So the Australian Parliament has censured the Prime Minister there. Back here in crazy land, Bush was talking after a press availability this morning. Was it this morning? And he more or less said that he doesn't know if they're ever going to find out who the leaker was. Can you believe that? Where it concerns Valerie Plame, the outing of a CIA deep cover agent, the deepest cover. She's working without protection. Unbelievable. Not only that, but did you get this bit now where the evidence being collected is first being reviewed by Bush lawyers before it goes to the Justice Department? For God's sake, think if this were Clinton. But it's being done. It's being done. Anything that is being collected in this so-called sweeping up of possible evidence passes first before it goes to the Justice Department, which is run by the religiously insane Karl Rove appointee John Ashcroft, before it goes into his bony Christ-like hands. It's reviewed by Bush lawyers. Do you know this is another instance where the truth will never ever come out? So a reporter at the little press availability after his morning meeting with cabinet members. Wouldn't you like to sit in on one of those? Oh, God. Reporter asks about Leakgate. The reporter says, Mr. President, beyond the actual leak of classified information, there are reports that someone in the administration was trying to, after it was already out, trying to actively spread the story, even calling Ambassador Wilson's wife fair game. Are you asking your staff if anyone did that? And would it be wrong or even a fireable offense if that happened?
This is a town of where a lot of people leak, and I constantly express my displeasure with leaks, particularly leaks of classified information, and I want to know. I want to know the truth. I want to see to it that the truth prevails, and I hope we can get this investigation done in a thorough way. As quickly as possible.
You liar.
The Justice Department will conduct this investigation.
Oh, George, I don't know. Hell is yawning. Hell is waiting for you. Oh, my God. You hope this investigation gets done in a thorough way as quickly as possible? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Which has nothing to do with the question. Nothing. He said, the reporter said, are you asking your staff if anyone released this information? Would it be wrong if that happened? No answer. Another reporter tries. The second reporter says, Mr. President, how confident are you that the investigation will find the leaker in the CIA case? Now listen how Bush contradicts himself in the course of a few sentences.
You tell me. How many sources have you had that's leaked information that you've exposed or have been exposed? Probably none. I mean, this town is a town full of people who like to leak information. And I don't know if we're going to find out the senior administration official. Now, this is a large administration, and there's a lot of senior officials. I don't have any idea. I have no idea whether we'll find out who the leaker is. Partially because, and all due respect to your profession, you do a very good job of protecting the leakers. we'll find out.
But you just said you don't know if you'd ever find out. Oh, my God, up his Ritalin. Jesus, increase. But if you saw this, where he says, I don't know if we're going to find out the senior administration official. He says it with that little sneer, that twist, that sneer like, you know, I let you press bastards in here every day. You make me sick. I will never tell you the truth. None of my people will tell you the truth. I hate you. I hate the American people. Why don't you all just go play your games and leave us alone? That sneer. I don't know if we're going to find out the senior administration official. It's vile beyond belief. But that's where we are in this country now. We've allowed this to happen. We did not do what the people of Yugoslavia did when Milosevic tried to steal the re-election. And so this is our payback. Let's go to simple Scotty McClellan today, where reporters try to hammer him. That's like trying to hammer mercury, trying to hammer orange jello. Reporters hammer him on Leakgate with mixed results. Here's the first one. Reporter says, Scott, in October of 2001, the president hit the roof over a classified leak of information from Congress. Yet on this particular leak that you're dealing with now, he was silent from the 14th of July when the Novak article appeared until just 10 days ago. So, Scott, why did he choose to hit the roof over one leak of classified information and say nothing about this one?
Well, keep in mind first that there's a process in place for reporting the leaking of classified information, and that process worked in this instance.
Oh, my God.
The CIA is the one responsible for looking at those issues and reporting it to the Department of Justice if they feel warranted. And then the Department of Justice is the one that looks into it to determine if there is investigation warranted.
Yeah, but...
And that's exactly what happened. The president expects that process to be followed.
But, Scotty, the question was, why was your boss silent from the 14th of July until... Oh, never mind. Never mind. The same reporter asked a follow-up, asking, well, Scott, some people are saying that the president is showing a double standard here. Is he or isn't he?
I disagree with that. The president has made it very clear that the leaking of classified information is a serious matter, and he takes it very seriously.
No.
That's why he is saying that we need to get to the bottom of this, and the sooner... the better.
But
the process was looked at. Then the CIA looked at this, and they reported it to the Department of Justice.
But, Scott...
And the process worked. The process was followed.
But that's not what I asked you. What I asked you is some people are saying the president is showing a double standard here. Is he or isn't he? Oh, never mind. Still on Leakgate. The reporter asks about specific administration members. This reporter says, Scott, you have said that you personally went to Scooter Libby, Karl Rove, and Elliot Abrams to ask them if they were the leakers. Is that what happened? Why did you do that? And can you describe the conversations you had with them? What was the question you asked?
Yeah, and unfortunately, in Washington, D.C., at a time like this, there are a lot of rumors and innuendo. There are unsubstantiated accusations that are made, and that's exactly what happened in the case of these three individuals.
But,
they're good individuals. They're important members of our White House team, and that's why I spoke with them, so that I could come back to you and say that they were not involved.
But what I asked you, Scott... was why you did that, and what was the question you... Oh, never mind. Now, on the White House counsel, Bush's lawyer, looking at the documents that have been ordered to be collected by the Justice Department, the reporter says, Scott, you said earlier that the White House counsel's office was reviewing, scanning the information that eventually would be turned over to the Justice Department. Under what circumstances would this White House withhold information? Why don't you just send it all over?
I think, well, if it's not responsive or relevant to the request from the Department of Justice. One reason you wouldn't want to do that is because you don't want to overburden the Department of Justice with documents that have no relevance or are not responsive to their request. You want to make sure that they have the information they need to get to the bottom of this. That's why we're assisting them. What we want to do is not overburden them with large amounts of documents that have no responsiveness to their request or no relevance to this investigation.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want to overburden them with lots of documents. Oh, my God. Oh.
Why don't you just send it all in, Scott? Why are you pulling out pieces? Why are you protecting, dumb question on my part, Scott, but why are you protecting the criminals in the White House?
Well, we don't want to overburden the Department of Justice with documents. No, we don't want that.
Do you people remember during the Clinton impeachment investigation, every single scrap of paper, every little square of bathroom tissue, every carpet, everything, we wanted all boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff. You're withholding a square of toilet tissue that has Hillary Clinton's lipstick on it? That's impeachable offense, you son of a bitch! Do you remember how that was? Do you remember how that was? But you see, this White House doesn't want to overburden the Justice Department. Assuming then that Karl Rove and Louis Libby and the convicted felon Elliot Abrams, that none of these three is the leaker, isn't it still unethical of whoever the leaker was to tell reporters that Wilson's wife is fair game? Of course, Scotty won't answer this question. Scott, former Ambassador Wilson said that reporters were told by somebody in the White House that his wife is fair game, and this was retribution for his speaking out, for pointing out the inconsistencies from this administration on Iraq's attempts to purchase Nigerian uranium. So the question, Scott, is this. Is it ethical for a senior administration official to advance a story about an illegal disclosure of a CIA operative saying that this agent is fair game?
I think it's very important to understand that there is a Washington, D.C. game of rumor and innuendo.
But
it's the ugly side of Washington, D.C.
But, Scott...
And I'm not going to play that game.
But, Scott...
This White House, it is absurd to suggest that this White House would seek to punish someone for speaking out with a different view.
But it happened!
That we welcome people with different
views. No, you
don't! Views.
No, you
That's
don't!
A healthy part of our democracy.
Scott, either I'm crazy, that's what it is. I've been a reporter too long. I'm crazy. I'm standing here in the White House briefing. I'm going crazy because I think I just heard you say it is absurd to suggest that this White House would seek to punish someone for speaking out with a different view. What are you telling me, Scott, that it never happened? That Chris Matthews and Bob Novak and what's her name over at NBC, the woman, all these people, that never happened? Nobody called them. Karl Rove didn't say to Chris Matthews, his wife is fair game. Is that what you're saying, Scott? Jesus, that's what it sounded like you said. It sounds like you said,
it is absurd to suggest that this White House would seek to punish someone for speaking out with a different view.
Punish someone? You people are into killing people who have different points of view. Jesus, two words, Paul Wellstone. Ah.
Finally,
oh, we don't have time for this one? Okay, we'll take a little breaky poo. And another reporter asked about the ethical issue involved. Do you have that soundbite about ethics? Oh, good. The Bush thing. Yeah, okay. All right. Now, I know several listeners have phoned Kathy and said, Mike's going to have a heart attack. No, I'm not. I'm fine. I'm very, very okay. Because remember, we're all asleep. Shiva has awakened, and we are all asleep.
Precious high. Just to stay alive. 'Cause the heat is on. like to know who leaked. If anybody's got any information, they ought to take it to the Justice Department so we can find out the leaker. It's cold.
Here, take NyQuil. You'll sleep like
okay up there.
You'll sleep like
need
a
more tissues.
Sleep like a
cover your mouth.
Like you did before your mother moved in.
Oh. So you'll wear that red nightie?
I heard that.
Give me that.
NyQuil. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, best sleep you ever got with a cold. Medicine. Use as directed. Now try new and improved liquid caps.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer and Viagra, sildenafil citrate. You've seen the signs as they leave the doctor's office. The spring in the step, the look of relief, spontaneous whistling. The technical term for this condition is, what took so long-itis? In layman's terms, it's what happens when you finally ask your doctor about Viagra. To experience the skipping, whistling, and sense of relief, ask your doctor about Viagra and if a free sample is right for you. To learn more, go to Viagra.com.
Look, anything related to my physical well-being, I get a second opinion. And that includes the laxative I use. So when I asked my doctor which one he recommended, he didn't hesitate. Colace Stool Softener Capsules. Then I asked my neighborhood pharmacist. She said the same thing. Colace Capsules. Now that's two people who I believe know what they're talking about, recommending one laxative. Colace Capsules.
For more information on the number one stool softener brand recommended by doctors and pharmacists, go to ColaceCapsules.com.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glasters, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to IEAmericaRadio.com. I'll be there.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal Narwhal. Talk. We talk about what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network. Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Fireback.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
Narwhal.
Talk. We talk Oscar. About what you do to your animals Whale. And what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Ostrich.
Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bat.
I expect every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct. This means avoiding even the appearance of problems.
Okay, last one with Simple Scotty McClellan today. And, you know, we could have had the whole program just sound from that press briefing. Just unbelievable stuff. Finally, another reporter asks about the ethical issue involved. And he says, Scott, was it ethical for a senior administration official to proactively contact journalists after a column appeared, disclosing illegally the CIA operative? This isn't innuendo, Scott. It's a fact. The fact is that Ambassador Wilson has said that Karl Rove contacted at least one journalist, which has since then been reported by Newsweek as being Chris Matthews. Did Karl Rove say to Chris Matthews, the woman's fair game, or not? Listen to the answer.
I play the Washington, D.C. game of chasing rumor and innuendo, and I wouldn't read anything into what I said. Now people are trying to change the story and change the subject, move the goalpost. And I think that it's important to remember what the subject of this investigation is about. But, you know, we could sit here all day long and go down the list of rumor and innuendo that is spread. And you shouldn't read anything into that.
Listen to that. Rumor and innuendo. Scott, it's not rumor and innuendo. Karl Rove contacted Chris Matthews and said, the bitch is fair game, in referencing Joseph Wilson's wife. Is that ethical, Scotty? Is it? I'm not going to play the Washington, D.C. game of chasing rumor and innuendo. No, and you shouldn't read anything. You shouldn't read anything into that. No. I'll tell you what's going to happen, truth seekers. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. The members of this whorish, filthy media in this country who were contacted by Karl Rove will not, of their own volition. This is not protecting a source. This is protecting a criminal. This is protecting somebody in the Bush administration who attempted to slime somebody's wife as an act of retaliation. I'll tell you what's going to happen. Nothing.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune in to the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Who says Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy.
You hate me?
True.
You hate
why not
me?
Put something on that says he's a great goof liberal.
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
About 3.2 million Californians registered for Tuesday's recall election are voting by absentee ballot, and election officials are worried that counting that number of absentee votes could drag out the results of an already unwieldy election. About 1.2 million absentee and other ballots will not be counted until well after the election, and officials said on Monday that those votes could decide a potentially close race, raising the specter of an election with no clear winner for weeks. More than 2 million absentee ballots had been returned to election officials by Monday, state officials said. As recall candidates barnstormed the state in the final hours of the historic campaign, a poll conducted by Elway McGuire Research for Knight Rider from Wednesday through Saturday found the percentage of people saying they would definitely vote to oust Davis dropped from 52% Wednesday to 44% Saturday. California voters can submit voting experiences or problems today at a site sponsored by Black Box Voting, an organization working to force touchscreen voting machine makers to use computer code that is absolutely secure. They are asking anyone to report any unusual or egregious problems to bbvreport.org. The BBV team will also contact the media and direct them to the scene of the action. Security at the nation's nuclear weapons lab is so lax that the facilities have repeatedly failed drills in which mock terrorists captured radioactive material and escaped, according to an article in Vanity Fair magazine. Rich Levinet, who spent 6 years running war games for the U.S. government, said in more than 50% of tests at the Los Alamos facility, the mock terrorists got in, captured the plutonium, got out again, and in some cases didn't fire a shot because they didn't encounter any guards. These failures occurred despite security forces at the Los Alamos National Laboratories and other nuclear facilities knowing the dates of the drills months in advance. Morale among some war-weary GIs in Iraq is so low that a growing number of soldiers, including some now home on R&R, are researching the consequences of going AWOL, according to a leading support group. The GI Rights Hotline, a national soldier support service, has logged a 75% increase in calls in the last 12 weeks, with more than 100 of those calls from soldiers or people on their behalf asking about the penalties associated with going AWOL, absent without leave, according to volunteers and staffers who man the service.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They're full of history, of memories, of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
A dog whose coat caught fire when his owner's vehicle backfired created a grass fire just off U.S. Highway 95 in Cul-de-Sac, Idaho. Firefighters reported the dog was unhurt, only smelling of burnt hair.
For IE America Network News, this is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Oh, hon, this cold.
Here, take NyQuil. Oh. You'll sleep like
a... Okay, up there.
You'll sleep like
Need
a...
Need more tissues?
Sleep like a...
Cover your mouth.
Like you did before your mother moved in.
Oh, so you'll wear that red 90?
I heard that!
Give me that.
NyQuil, the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, best sleep you ever got with a cold medicine. Use as directed. Now try new and improved Liquicaps.
Fear not, citizens. For John Ashcroft, your ever-vigilant Attorney General is standing on guard, and he has just taken bold action to prevent a dastardly foreign threat from penetrating our nation's borders. The threat he thwarted came not from some deadly Al-Qaeda terrorist, but, get this, from an enterprising U.S. company that gives consumers here a way to import cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. Yes, Ashcroft is putting your tax dollars to work and using the police powers of your federal government to prevent you from paying less for your prescription medicines. Is this a great administration or what? Ashcroft has issued a Code Red alert against RX Depot, a retail firm that has 85 stores in 26 states. You can go into these stores and order your prescriptions online direct from Canada, getting the exact same medicines at half the price you pay in the U.S. The prices are so much cheaper because Canada, like every other industrialized country except ours, does not allow monopolistic drug makers to gouge their customers. The drug companies, however, have been demanding that Bushco crack down on these storefront businesses, so Ashcroft is simply doing their bidding. Of course, the Bushites assert that they're really protecting us. Mark McClellan, the drug industry lapdog handpicked by W to head the FDA, said with a straight face that unapproved drugs entering the United States through illegal channels pose a significant threat to the safety and security of the prescription drug supply. This is Jim Hightower saying, what a crock. These are the same drugs made and sold here, only they cost half as much. Instead of whoring for the drug profiteers, Ashcroft, McClellan, and Bush need to side with consumers. A Republican House member, Gil Gutnick, is sponsoring a bill specifically to authorize these Canadian prescriptions. To back his bill, call his office at 202-225-2472.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Hey, here's Nancy in the background. Nancy.
Oh,
hey, Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh. Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour.
Okay.
I'd like to hear from you now. 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. If you have any comments on that last hour. Kim, our Manhattan East Side Bureau Chief, writes in, hi, Mike, I'm sitting here trying to control my nausea at hearing you talk about Hatch's support of Schwarzenegger. As much as he is a hypocritical bastard, I'm putting much of the responsibility on the shoulders of the press. Why doesn't someone challenge the statements made by these idiots? Does it take that much courage to ask Hatch why he believes Schwarzenegger is smart enough and knowledgeable enough to be governor? Or point out the hypocrisy of his downplaying Schwarzenegger's groping versus his desire to crucify Bill Clinton? Or ask anybody, including Schwarzenegger, about the Enron connection. Does it take that much courage? On another subject, I happened to tune into William Kristol on C-SPAN discussing Leakgate. He suggested, Kim writes, that Bush call Mrs. Wilson and apologize. Kristol added, quote, it would be the gracious thing to do, and President Bush is a very gracious man, end quote. I guess he thinks it's a sign of graciousness to bomb innocent civilians or to have your minions try to stifle dissent in this country. I think, Kim writes, I need to take some of your heart medication. Kim, I don't take heart medication. My resting heart rate is 43. I am a swimmer. I do take blood pressure medicine. But I take a very... I've had that organ checked out. I have a very, very... I take very low dosage of blood pressure medicine. Standard dosage of the drug I'm taking is 40 milligrams a day. That's a standard dosage. I take 10. And even with that, sometimes when I stand up too quick, woo, free high, free high. No, Kim, I'm fine. Trust me. Trust me. No, I don't take heart medication. All right. Let's do some calls. You want to do some calls? What the hell? This is talk radio. Kaz is calling from, as they say in your neck of the woods, the UP, right? Upper Michigan.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing? How are you hearing? Are you listening online or on the Petoskey, Michigan station?
Online.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you. I've been sitting here listening. I know this all you liberal talk show hosts, but anyways, it just stopped my mind.
Wait, I missed that first part. What about liberal talk show hosts?
Oh, I listen. I mean, that's you guys are the only ones that are keeping me sane.
No, yeah, there's not that many of us either.
No, but I mean, it does. I mean, I'm surrounded by nuts and conservatives around here, but. But anyways, I just wanted to ask: Do you think it's possible that this twit of a president really doesn't know that he is really a shill, an expendable shill for Cheney, Rove, and the rest of that shadow government? Seeing as how those people were all whisked away so quickly and put away, yet he was left out. I don't know if it was a half hour where he was reading about the goat to the third grade children. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of made it interested me what why, but I mean, I guess my question is, do you think that this twit really doesn't know that he's expendable?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, Kaz. I came to that conclusion about Ronald Reagan, but Ronald Reagan was entering the initial stages of Alzheimer's when he was sworn in as president. So it's easy to see that Ronald Reagan was out of the loop and that he was jerked around. I'm not making excuses for Reagan. I think Reagan was an unconscionable thug and a liar and a traitor and a sneak and an FBI informant back in the 40s and 50s. Aside from that, the crimes that were committed on Reagan's watch, I think 90% of those crimes were committed without the Gipper's knowledge. Now, Bush is different. Bush is young. His brain has been burned out on cocaine and illegal drugs and way too much alcohol. But he doesn't suffer from the initial stages of Alzheimer's. Is Bush aware of everything that goes on? The quickest answer to me that pops into my head is no, he's too stupid. But then when you take a look at what he says and the people around him, I have to believe that he is a co-conspirator in destroying our form of government. So I say, I'm open to modifying this, but I say he's in the loop and he understands everything that's going on.
No, I realize he's a crook and he's got no morals or ethics, like they say, but it just the way he was left there for that time, and it just brought the question up, and I just think he is that goddamn stupid that he doesn't know that he's expendable, but those other guys are more valuable. Let's put it that way. That was my only question, Mike. And,
all right.
And hey, thank you, people, for what you do.
Okay, thanks, Cass. I appreciate it. I know he said a bad word. You guys got to be careful now. With your language, please, please, please. I'm sure most of you have seen this. Story broke yesterday. The Defense Department, the United States Defense Department sold equipment to the public that can be used for making biological warfare agents. That's according to a draft report by the GAO, the General Accounting Office, the alleged watchdog over government spending and government operations. The Defense Department agency responsible for the sale of excess property to the public, which is the Defense Reutilization and Marketing Service, halted the sale of such items just this past September 19th, while the practice is reviewed. According to the GAO report, now listen, this is when you feel like opening a vein or moving to Canada or New Zealand or Australia or doing something even more drastic. But listen, The GAO draft report says the following, quote, many items needed to establish a laboratory for making biological warfare agents were being sold on the Internet to the public from the Department of Defense's excess property inventory for pennies on the dollar, making them both easy and economical to obtain. The report goes on, as requested, GAO established a fictitious company and purchased over the Internet key excess Department of Defense biological equipment items and related protective clothing necessary to produce and disseminate biological warfare agents. Now, if we have a war on terror, if it's life and death, should these Department of Defense reutilization people not be taken out and shot? That's right, bullets executed. Now, we don't do that in this country, do we? Can you imagine what would happen in a less free country? Oh, I don't know. Pick one. Russia? That's a good one. China? Eh, okay. Colombia? Mm-hmm. Israel? Yeah, possibly. Pakistan? Yeah, maybe there. South Korea? If it turned out that these various nations' Department of Defense or their equivalent were selling over the Internet the precursors and the equipment necessary to produce biological weapons of mass destruction, what would happen? Execution? Long terms of imprisonment? What will happen here? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So the next time the Bush crime family says, well, it's time to invade, oh, let me close my eyes, spin me around, okay, let me point, Syria, because they have weapons of mass destruction. Spin me around again. I'm so dizzy. Point, Iran. This is so much fun. Spin me around again. Peru. Oh, I love this game. Uncle Dick, can I play this game? Somebody spin me around again. Point. North Korea. No, I can't do North Korea because they got their light water nuclear reactors from Donald Rumsfeld. Spin me around again. That one doesn't count. Brazil. The next time we do that, is it not incumbent upon us to ask where they got the equipment that they used to make weapons of mass destruction? Now, we all know that in the case of Iraq, they got them on the international market. But Jesus, bleeding Christ, here is proof that you can set up your own anthrax lab just by buying from the Department of Defense. Kim, I'm okay. Kim, I'm okay. Kim's sitting up there in the east side, of Upper East Side of New York going, oh, Jesus, he's going to burst one tonight. Is it me? When you can go to eBay, is that where they sell it? eBay?
Anthrax precursors was $10 a liter. Now, 99 cents. Click the buy it now button. Put it in your shopping cart.
That's what we do. See, that's what we do. That's what we do. Oh, my God. It's okay. We are all asleep because Shiva is awakening. And when Shiva awakes, all life in the universe goes to sleep and is destroyed.
You know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
Why do I know from my heart and from my hand? Why don't people understand my end?
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817. The Washington Monthly.
There are over 200 laxatives on the market today, and the one doctors recommend most is Colace Stool Softener Laxatives. That's because over the years, doctors have learned stimulant-free Colace capsules provide comfortable relief their patients can rely on. If you suffer from occasional bouts of constipation, try Colace capsules. If you do, we're sure we'll receive another important endorsement. Yours. For more information on the number one stool softener brand recommended by doctors, go to ColaceCapsules.com.
If your hacking just won't stop, simply cough. If you're honking like a duck, simply cough. If the rest of you feel fine, but you're coughing all the time, and it's waking up your sister, simply cough.
Simply cough. From the makers of Children's Tylenol, it has only the medicine your child needs to make a cough simply disappear.
If your throat is all a tickle and you're really in a pickle, and you're hacking off a packing, simply cough.
Simply cough. Use as directed.
Fear not, citizens, for John Ashcroft, your ever-vigilant Attorney General, is standing on guard, and he has just taken bold action to prevent a dastardly foreign threat from penetrating our nation's borders. The threat he thwarted came not from some deadly Al-Qaeda terrorist, but, get this, from an enterprising U.S. company that gives consumers here a way to import cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. Yes, Ashcroft is putting your tax dollars to work and using the police powers of your federal government to prevent you from paying less for your prescription medicines. Is this a great administration or what? Ashcroft has issued a code red alert against RX Depot, a retail firm that has 85 stores in 26 states. You can go into these stores and order your prescriptions online direct from Canada, getting the exact same medicines at half the price you pay in the U.S. The prices are so much cheaper because Canada, like every other industrialized country except ours, does not allow monopolistic drug makers to gouge their customers. The drug companies, however, have been demanding that Bushco crack down on these storefront businesses, so Ashcroft is simply doing their bidding. Of course, the Bushites assert that they're really protecting us. Mark McClellan, the drug industry lapdog handpicked by W to head the FDA, said with a straight face that unapproved drugs entering the United States through illegal channels pose a significant threat to the safety and security of the prescription drug supply. This is Jim Hightower saying, what a crock. These are the same drugs made and sold here, only they cost half as much. Instead of whoring for the drug profiteers, Ashcroft, McClellan, and Bush need to side with consumers. A Republican House member, Gil Gutnick, is sponsoring a bill specifically to authorize these Canadian prescriptions. To back his bill, call his office at 202-225-2472.
Truth-seeking.
makers celebrate. Right wingers beware. More of Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Ivan is calling from Savannah, Georgia, or is it Ivan?
It's Ivan.
Ivan. Hey, Ivan, welcome to the program. Is this the first time you've called?
I called a long time ago, but I've been away for a while.
Well, hi.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Hey, I was wanting to know, I'm going to be a little like Rush Limbaugh here, and I'm going to try to score some of that blood pressure medicine from you, because I can't believe this Orrin Hatch guy. He's a first-grade weasel.
Oh, my God. It's one thing to have your beliefs, and if Orrin Hatch wants to believe what he believes, fine, his religious, social, or ethical beliefs. But to be such a compromising whore the way he is, you know, to go after Clinton for 2 years as though he wanted to have sex with Clinton, and then to defend Arnold Schwarzenegger when it is clear that Schwarzenegger, I don't know what Clinton's sins were. I don't care. I know that Clinton was a very attractive man. He was like a babe magnet. Isn't that the term? But Schwarzenegger, oh my God, I don't mean to be nasty here, but it looks like somebody set his face on fire and tried to put it out with a hammer, and. and not only that, but he is a sexual predator. He's a harasser. He's a groper. He commits sexual assault. And there's Orrin Hatch say, well, I don't think he should be judged about what he did. You know,
It's all in the past. Look, if you don't know the difference between consensual sex and sexual assault, you need to find out pretty doggone quick.
Yeah,
you're going to go to jail.
I would think. It's Hatch's hypocrisy. But he's like a lot of these religio-fascists. The hypocrisy is in direct proportion to his pomposity. And it's which is in turn in direct proportion to his right-wing credentials. It's the one goes with the other, which goes with the other. It's just astonishing to watch, and it never stops.
Well, at least he's consistent in his mendacity. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Well, that's true, too. Ivan, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir. I appreciate your call. I know this is almost old news. This came out a couple of days ago, but the study from University of Maryland School of Public Affairs that concluded that heavy viewers of the Fox News Channel are nearly four times as likely to hold demonstrably untrue positions about the war in Iraq as media consumers who, say, rely on national public radio or public broadcast system. The report said when evidence surfaces that a significant portion of the public has just got a complete hole in the picture, this is a potential problem in the way democracy functions, end quote. It's astonishing. This report took a look at three statements, all lies, issued by the Bush administration. Saddam Hussein has been directly linked with the September 11th, 2001 attacks. Two, weapons of mass destruction have already been found in Iraq. Three, world opinion favored the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Those were the three questions. If you were a Fox News viewer, you were four times as likely to get it all wrong. Jesus, think about that. Think about that. Each of those statements is demonstrably false. Now, you notice not one said Saddam Hussein had ties to al-Qaeda. No. The questions were, or the statements were, Saddam Hussein has been directly linked with the attack on this country on September 11th. Weapons of mass destruction have already been found in Iraq. World opinion favored the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Do you know how many Fox viewers got that wrong? Four times as many as people who listen to NPR. Do you understand what that means? It, of course you do. It means exactly what we've been talking about. People who watch Fox are not only grossly misinformed, they are sucking up and eating and devouring lies.
Speak up, tell somebody, listen. high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
A scientist gets a rare chance to hang out on the bottom of the sea. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Gregory Stone once had the opportunity to spend a week living on a coral reef. His home was 5 miles off the coast of Florida and 50 feet beneath the waves. He wrote about the experience for the September issue of National Geographic magazine. Stone is the Vice President for Global Marine Programs at the New England Aquarium in Boston. His home on the reef was Aquarius. It's a pressurized, high-tech tube that measures about half the length of a school bus.
For me, it's wonderful. One of my favorite places to be is under the water and living in Aquarius. It's kind of a combination of a submarine ride, a space flight, and a week in a college dorm.
Stone says 5 other people were in the habitat, so space was tight, but he says that was a minor inconvenience. The great benefit of Aquarius is that the people on board can adjust completely to underwater pressures. That lets them spend more time working on the bottom than if they were diving from the surface and had to decompress after every dive. Stone was on the vessel to study marine sanctuaries and their impact on the recovery of fish populations, but he also took time to relax.
One of the things I like to do at Aquarius is to go outside at around dusk and find a spot on the reef and settle in and stay there for hours on end watching the transition from daylight to nighttime, because the ocean is a very dynamic place. It's changing all the time. The animals have patterns that relate to currents, that relate to light, that relate to darkness, and living underwater in Aquarius is one way to really experience all that.
Aquarius is owned by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It's the only underwater habitat in the world devoted to scientific study of the oceans. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have 2 chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Dolittle, to talk to the animals. You don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Got the flying monkey ride blues. Here's the cure. Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. So this study that was done by the University of Maryland School of Public Affairs shows there's no question here, this is not a statistical study, this is a factual finding, that viewers of the Fox News channel are nearly four times as likely to hold demonstrably untrue positions about the war in Iraq as people who rely on, for example, NPR or the public broadcasting system. In the study, first of all, the study shows the utter and absolute failure. Forget Fox News. Fox News is a propaganda arm of the Bush crime family. Fox News is a fascist organization set up by Rupert Murdoch and Roger Ailes. It is nothing more than a neo-Nazi propaganda operation. Okay, okay. So, you forget them. The rest of the media, the egregiously poor job, and the people in the Bush administration, Bush, Cheney, Wolfowitz, the rest of all of them, what's his name, Rumsfeld, every single last one of these people who have lied and totally perverted the truth regarding Iraq, regarding the attack on this country, regarding all of it. When you factor in all of that, no wonder that the report says 60% of all respondents believed in at least one of the erroneous statements. Remember those three statements. Hussein was directly linked to 9/11. Weapons of mass destruction have already been found in Iraq. And the third one, world opinion favored the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. 60%. Jesus. Oh, my God. 60%. 60% believed at least one of those statements. Now, when you break it down, 23% of those who get their news from NPR believed in at least one of the mistaken claims. By contrast, 80% of Fox News viewers held at least one of the three incorrect beliefs. 80%. 80% of Fox News Channel. We report, you decide. Is there anything more destructive to a so-called free society than something like Fox News? Yes, there is one thing, a pig like Rush Limbaugh. But secondarily to the destruction of that free system is a propaganda machine like Fox News Channel. Now, what would I do when I'm king of the world? I will take it off the air. I will destroy it. I will take its charter and burn it. I will pull its license. See, that's what I would do. I guess I'm a proto-fascist too, right? Among broadcast network viewers, there were also differences. 71% of those who relied on CBS for news held a false impression. 71%. ABC, 61%. NBC, 55%. CNN, 55%. And 47% of Americans who rely on the print medium as their primary source of information also held at least one misperception. We're going down, truth seekers. Do you understand that? We are losing our form of government, our system of government. We are losing our economy. We're ending. Do you understand that? Don't these numbers indicate that to you? They do to me. The report went on to conclude, among those who primarily watch Fox, the ones who primarily watch Fox are more likely to have misperceptions. Only those who mostly get their news from print medium have fewer misperceptions as they pay more attention. In other words, that 47% figure begins to drop when people actually read and then go back and reread the news. You're not going to re-look at some network newscast at 6 o'clock. Oh, maybe your local news may rebroadcast, but you understand what I'm saying. A spokeswoman for NPR said it proves that what we're doing is great journalism. We're telling the truth, and we let our audience decide. Oh, watch out. You're going to be sued by Fox. That sounds very close to We Report, You Decide. Be careful there, NPR. 80% of viewers of Fox had at least one misperception. And the viewers of Fox are nearly four times as likely to hold untrue positions about the war in Iraq as people who get their news from NPR. It's an indictment of Fox, but nobody's surprised by that. No one is surprised that the Fox News Channel is just a collection of lying sons of bitches who are no more interested in serving the public or providing a service, a journalistic service, than they are in hanging themselves. You know, that they couldn't care less about that. The function of Fox is to destroy the country. Oh, you think that's a little dramatic, do you? One more here. I've got one little sound bite tucked away from Bush at today's post-cabinet meeting, the little photo scrum where he tries to answer questions from the crack White House press corps. I got one more soundbite, and it's tied to the fact that the Comptroller General, David Walker, who I don't know if he serves at the pleasure of the president or if his job is, if he has a civil service job. Anyway, yesterday he disputed as flat false, his words, flat false. I guess he's a civil servant. Bush's forecast that economic growth spurred by his tax cuts will help shrink the federal government's annual deficits. This guy, the Comptroller General David Walker, says that's absolutely false. Now, if you'll remember, no, I don't either. I just remember because I have it in front of me. Bush has argued that within 2 years, growth prompted by his trillions of dollars of tax cuts to the wealthy will cut the deficits in half. That's what Bush says. You see, every economist, anybody with a brain as big as the one as the scarecrow was seeking will tell you that that's a lie. It is absolutely not true. But Bush still says it. He says that even with the tax cuts, the deficits will be half of what they are now by 2006. Well, the Comptroller General of the United States says Bush is a liar. What he said was Bush's forecast was flat false. That's the same thing as calling somebody a liar. So today, a reporter, having seen this, I guess, said, Mr. President, a survey of economists that we published yesterday found that, it was between 40 and 50 of them, found that the growth rate over the next year may only be in the low 3% range, and that's below the 4% range that you and your economic advisors have said will be needed to create the kind of jobs that will really keep the growth going. Does that concern you? Do you think these predictions from these 40 or 50 economists are accurate?
One thing is certain, that the growth rate's going to be positive as opposed to the negative growth rate we inherited. Dick, I'm not very good about, guessing about the economy. There's all kinds of experts. You'll probably find all kinds of opinions. But I do know that the actions we have taken were necessary actions, and that are good. They were good actions for economic vitality and growth.
Yeah, that's why we're doing so well, right, George? Yeah, that's right. There you go. Just lies and lies and lies. Oh, well. Armand is calling from Bradenton, Florida.
How are you?
Hi, didn't mean to wake you up, Armand.
No, I'm just sitting here listening to everything. I'd like to talk about a few points, if I may.
Sure, go ahead, but keep it short.
I didn't have the absolute statistics and the figures accurate as you portrayed about the media. But for a long time now, I've been observing the media and their distortions and deceptions,
right,
and lies, and I've concluded that similar outcome that you've illustrated to the people, maybe not so accurate, but in my own mind, for many years now. And, you know, how are you going to have a free country when the media that people have to depend on in their lives,
right,
to keep them informed?
Well, you're not. You're not going to have
it. Excuse me, is totally corrupt and criminal.
Right.
And see, that's why I keep saying that the majority of these people in this country, regardless of what anybody else may think, deep down inside, they have the best of intentions and they're good people. But Jesus, Lord, have mercy. What would you expect of these people? You talk tonight, are people crazy? What would you expect when they've been totally manipulated, totally lied, totally used? For how many years now has our government been lying about the things they've done to the people? And
well,
how many years?
Wait. Hold on just a second, Armand, before you get all, you know, just so far off on this. You're not that way. I'm not that way. The thousands of people who listen to this program are not that way. So I don't buy the excuse completely that people are victimized by Fox News Channel and Rush Limbaugh. I say that, remember what the study said. The study simply said that people who do watch Fox News Channel are four times as likely as the rest of us to get it wrong. So I have no mercy on people who involve themselves in willful ignorance. I wish they would all just get the hell out of my country.
Well, I disagree with your analogy, and I'll tell you why. There's some truth in what you're saying, but I think you're a little more harsh on the people than they deserve, because according to what I heard you say in the research out there, they're all the medias are to a degree corruptible.
Well, then let me ask you this. Stop. Don't do a Chris Matthews on me. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe one of the three statements to be true?
What, those statements?
Yeah, the statements that were used. Okay, well, okay, I rest my case.
But
why?
Wait,
Armand. What? Armand.
Okay.
Why don't you?
Because I am blessed that I take a lot greater interest than the average person.
Blessing has nothing to do with it.
Yes, it does.
No, it has to do with... Now, Armand, damn it, quit being so irritating. Blessing has nothing to do with it. What it has to do with is doing the research and finding answers, which you have chosen to do, which I have chosen to do, which the people who listen to this program have chosen to do. The people who listen to Fox, the people who listen to Limbaugh and Hannity have made a conscious choice not to do that. No mercy on them. May they rot in hell.
I disagree. Let me tell you why. I feel that, I don't know how religious you are, that's your business.
I am not.
But let me say this. I feel that I'm religious enough that I feel that people that understand what's happening to the average people out there that see the lies for what they are,
yeah.
I feel it's our responsibility, and apparently you do too, maybe not in a religious tone like I think that I believe, but in another human tone or something, you feel just as obligated as me because you put yourself through hell on the show a lot of nights going against this uphill battle with these filthy pigs up there.
Well, Armand,
and I know you do.
Armand, wait. Jesus, you've got to learn how to have dialogue, okay? Now, let me interject. If I may.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me interject. I've said before, this program is not to educate people. Anyone who listens to my show to get educated is a stone fool. This program is for people who have done their own research, who have discovered the truth, to come and share a few minutes every night and talk about it. I am not here to educate anybody. So, no, it is not my duty, my obligation, nor is it my something the angels have charged me with, to bring the truth to people. That is not what we do. We are all truth seekers insofar and only insofar as we choose to be truth seekers. So again, I have no mercy, no respect, and don't care about the people who involve themselves in willful ignorance. The only extent to which I care is the extent to which they are destroying my country. And that's why I said I wish they would all leave.
Well, okay, that's your opinion. You can hold that opinion.
Okay,
I disagree with you.
All right, Armand.
Let me get to my point.
You haven't already? Okay, go ahead. Hurry up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Listen, I think you and your wife are lovely people.
I know.
Listen to me.
Hey, leave my wife out of this.
Well,
she's
hey.
Deep cover for the CIA.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. But anyway, listen, I think you're really decent people, and I think you have an interest in other people.
Yeah.
And if there was really a fair level playing field out there in the media, and it wasn't so biased and so corrupted to the degrees and the vast amount that it is, I would say, yes, people, you know, if it was 50-50 and they were making this willfully ignorant choice that they were making and being manipulated, that would be one thing. But because it's so overwhelmingly corrupted and whorish and prostituted,
well, then how
it's
do
so
you,
filthy,
how,
dirty.
How do you and, escape? How do you escape? Are you a genius?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm not either. And most of the people who listen to this program are not genii. So, you know, you're cutting the sheep way too much slack, Armin.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
no, I'm not.
way too much.
No, I am not.
Willful ignorance is what makes people die.
Okay, you could take a poll and you could ask all these people that were polled in these polls, and you could ask every one of them, put one question in front of them, a major poll question, and say, would you, if you had a choice, rather be willfully ignorant or willfully smart?
Okay.
Or educated.
I know.
And I guarantee you
they'll say
that the vast majority of
them would say smart.
So I'm saying
okay.
that...
All right, Armin, let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you.
Rearrange the way you think, hesitate, lose control, and you will sink. Think fast, think for yourself. Don't let the world be your own hell, because it is so. It's so full of greed, because it is so. It's so. So much need for independence, solidarity, unity, and prosperity.
Anyone who gets heartburn knows how irritating it can be, which is
why you want to feel really fast. I mean, the instant Maximum Strength Mylanta liquid hits your throat, you can feel it rushing right to where you need it.
Ah, the cool liquid hits the back of your throat, and you know you're feeling something
velvety smooth, soothing that burning inside you. Mylanta's wonderful, wet, drenching sensation
restores and refreshes in a most glorious fashion.
Try Maximum Strength Mylanta.
Soothing at the
speed of life.
When Ann and Mike began looking for their dream home, someone else was there to help make it a reality. While Ann took virtual tours on Realtor.com, someone was there to check comparable listings. While Mike was searching for their homeowner's policy, someone was there to preview houses as they came on the market. And when Ann and Mike found their dream, someone else was there to make sure it didn't slip away. When you're ready to buy a home, work with someone who'll work with you. We're Realtors. Real estate is our life. Only Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer and Viagra, sildenafil citrate. You've seen the signs as they leave the doctor's office. The spring in the step, the look of relief, spontaneous whistling. The technical term for this condition is, what took so long-itis? In layman's terms, it's what happens when you finally ask your doctor about Viagra. To experience the skipping, whistling, and sense of relief, ask your doctor about Viagra and if a free sample is right for you. To learn more, go to Viagra.com.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah?
Have you bought your Halloween candy yet?
Not yet.
Well, I've got the best candy idea for you to give away on Halloween.
Really?
Juicy gummies.
Juicy gummies?
That's right. Juicy gummies are the first gummies made with real fruit juices. They're fat-free and they are so good.
Mmm.
You have to try them all. The peach rings, froggies, creepies, and much, much more. They're all delicious.
Yeah, they are.
Juicy gummies come in playful packages, fun shapes and colors. All the kids will be at your door when the word gets out that you're giving away juicy gummies on Halloween.
Mmm.
Juicy gummies come in 30 and 50 pack bags, so there's plenty of candy for the whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And did I mention that these gummy candies are actually made with real fruit juices and fat-free?
Wow.
So if you haven't bought your candy for Halloween, rush on out to Walmart, Kmart, Eckerd's, Dollar General, 7-Eleven, Fred's, Kerr Drugs, Brooks Pharmacy, and many other stores nationwide. Sorry, ma'am, you can't eat all of our samples. Well, this store here sells juicy gummies.
Ooh, thanks.
Look for Juicy Gummies, America's first gummy made with real fruit juices. Boy, they're delicious.
The Radio Free Speech Zone.
And Zelenak in on the Radio Free Speech Zone. Joining us is the smarter, the better looking, the funnier of the Smothers Brothers, the more talented Tom Smothers. You have brought comedy and social commentary to the living room on the television screen with the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. Is there a place today for something like that, something where free speech can be intertwined with entertainment?
Free speech goes without saying, you would think, but we're censoring ourselves too much right now. The government has a point of view, and anybody disagrees with it, you're not patriotic, you're a treasonous, you don't agree with the government. Position, and that's what happened back in the 60s, and it's happening again now. So it's kind of depressing in that way.
They almost wrapped the First Amendment in an impermeable shell of patriotism.
Aha, that's right. The only person that has a right to say anything is them. This is great to be out where people don't talk over you and be rude to you.
The Radio Free Speech Zone, Monday through Friday from 3 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
I'm Michael.
I'm Ellen.
And we're the Cooking Couple. Join us every Sunday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here for the Cooking Couple Show, where we serve you food with attitude, plus a heaping helping of humor.
And a playful pinch of romance.
It's all about food, family, and fun.
We'll help you juggle kids, kitchen, career, health, and relationships with passion and commitment.
We cover everything from new product reviews and consumer information to quick, simple, and easy recipes just for the two of you.
Plus parenting tips and tricks.
Cooking advice to save time and money.
Nutrition news and healthier living.
Entertainment options for the whole family.
And how to tag team manage kids, career, life, and relationships.
Plus, I'll tell you how to train your in-laws so they don't become outlaws.
So tune in every Sunday from 12 noon to 2 right here for the Cooking Couple Show.
And when the Cooking Couple cook, we do it on all four burners.
It's food with attitude.
Chop suey, chow mein, young one, two for when you.
Listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. Okay, Armin, you're going to have to put a capper on this for me. Armin?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Wrap it up for me, okay?
Well, I'd like to move on to two other subjects.
You've used your 14 minutes. So go ahead and put a capper on this topic for me.
Well, okay, the country
about
is really...
willful ignorance and how we should cut people slack because they're just dumber than dog feces, so we should cut them slack. No, I don't buy that.
No, we should cut them slack because so much of the media is so corrupted and so willfully deceptive and
okay,
evil.
I don't disagree with that, Armin, but it comes back to what I've been trying to work in edgewise here, and that is you don't buy the lies. I don't buy the lies. The thousands of people who listen to this program don't buy the lies. What are we, Martians? How do we know the truth?
Well, it's obvious you're savvy, you're intelligent, you're educated, plus you work for CNN.
No, it's not that at all. It's because, A, I have nothing to do with Fox. B, I have very little to do with the broadcast networks. C, I do my own research, like I would assume you do, and like the thousands of people who listen to this program do. No, I'm sorry, Armand, I hear what you're saying, and your argument sounds logical on its face, but when you go just below the surface, what you are doing is supporting and defending willful ignorance.
No, I am not.
You are indeed, my friend.
No, that's your opinion. I feel obligated. Listen, I feel obligated to people that are dependent.
Right.
Everybody's dependent.
Okay.
I'm not an expert in every area. I don't know all, see all, know everything.
I understand. That's not what I said. You're starting to sound like Scott McClellan. Listen, Armin, I'm going to leave it there. I appreciate you calling in. I love you like a brother. Take care. Got to move on. I appreciate it. if Armin or you, if you want to say, well, Malloy, you're too hard on people. Go ahead. But I do not accept that. There are enough. Thank God Al Gore invented the internet. There are enough independent sources out there. Canadian sources, UK sources, Middle Eastern sources, European sources. That you can cross-reference, that you can check out yourself. And I refuse, I utterly refuse to cut slack for people who are allowing not just their form of government to be eaten alive, but their way of life to be destroyed because they choose willful ignorance.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
What do you think I like about communing with nature as much as I do, being on the tractor as much time as I do, or spending time with the animals?
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? Yeah, you're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
Security at the nation's nuclear weapons lab is so lax that the facilities have repeatedly failed drills in which mock terrorists captured radioactive material and escaped, according to an article in Vanity Fair magazine. Rich Levinet, who spent 6 years running war games for the U.S. government, said in more than 50% of tests at the Los Alamos facility, the mock terrorists got in, captured the plutonium, got out again, and in some cases didn't fire a shot because they didn't encounter any guards. These failures occurred despite security forces at the Los Alamos National Laboratories and other nuclear facilities knowing the dates of the drills months in advance. About 3.2 million Californians registered for Tuesday's recall election are voting by absentee ballot, and election officials are worried that counting that number of absentee votes could drag out the results of an already unwieldy election. About 1.2 million absentee and other ballots will not be counted until well after the election, and officials said on Monday that those votes could decide a potentially close race, raising the specter of an election with no clear winner for weeks. More than 2 million absentee ballots had been returned to election officials by Monday, state officials said. As recall candidates barnstormed the state in the final hours of the historic campaign, a poll conducted by Elway McGuire Research for Knight Rider from Wednesday through Saturday found the percentage of people saying they would definitely vote to oust Davis dropped from 52% Wednesday to 44% Saturday. California voters can submit voting experiences or problems today at a site sponsored by Black Box Voting, an organization working to force touchscreen voting machine makers to use computer code that is absolutely secure. They are asking anyone to report any unusual or egregious problems to bbvreport.org. The BBV team will also contact the media and direct them to the scene of the action. Morale among some war-weary GIs in Iraq is so low that a growing number of soldiers, including some now home on R&R, are researching the consequences of going AWOL, according to a leading support group. The GI Rights Hotline, a national soldier support service, has logged a 75% increase in calls in the last 12 weeks, with more than 100 of those calls from soldiers or people on their behalf asking about the penalties associated with going AWOL, absent without leave, according to volunteers and staffers who man the service.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They are full of history, of memories, of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
A man at the wheel of a stolen tractor defied police calls to surrender before ramming and partly crushing two patrol cars, police in the southern German town of Matabar said on Monday.
For IE America Network News, this is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
While Mike was putting up his own for sale sign, someone was helping his neighbors, John and Diane, with plans to sell their home. As Mike spent Saturday figuring out legal agreements and guessing his home's value, Someone was preparing a counteroffer so John could help at the school fundraiser. And while Mike and his wife were reevaluating their asking price for the third time, someone was closing the sale on John and Diane's home. Work with someone who will work with you. We're realtors. Real estate is our life.
Fear not, citizens. For John Ashcroft, your ever-vigilant Attorney General, is standing on guard. And he has just taken bold action to prevent a dastardly foreign threat from penetrating our nation's borders. The threat he thwarted came not from some deadly Al-Qaeda terrorist, but, get this, from an enterprising U.S. company that gives consumers here a way to import cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. Yes, Ashcroft is putting your tax dollars to work and using the police powers of your federal government to prevent you from paying less for your prescription medicines. Is this a great administration or what? Ashcroft has issued a code red alert against RX Depot, a retail firm that has 85 stores in 26 states. You can go into these stores and order your prescriptions online direct from Canada, getting the exact same medicines at half the price you pay in the U.S. The prices are so much cheaper because Canada, like every other industrialized country except ours, does not allow monopolistic drug makers to gouge their customers. The drug companies, however, have been demanding that Bushco crack down on these storefront businesses, so Ashcroft is simply doing their bidding. Of course, the Bushites assert that they're really protecting us. Mark McClellan, the drug industry lapdog handpicked by W to head the FDA, said with a straight face that unapproved drugs entering the United States through illegal channels pose a significant threat to the safety and security of the prescription drug supply. This is Jim Hightower saying, what a crock. These are the same drugs made and sold here, only they cost half as much. Instead of whoring for the drug profiteers, Ashcroft, McClellan, and Bush need to side with consumers. A Republican House member, Gil Gutnick, is sponsoring a bill specifically to authorize these Canadian prescriptions. To back his bill, call his office at 202-225-2472.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them.
Well,
stop. A few more years on them.
No, I'm talking about now.
Like a tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Well, it's all over. 7 past the hour. Welcome back. CNN, MSNBC, MSNBC, everybody is making the projection. The Groper won. They have a new governor in California. It is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Ain't this a great country or what? For somebody who is whose father was a member of the SS elite guard and participated in the execution of Jews, can come to this country, grope women, do drugs, become just a general jackass, marry a Kennedy and become governor of California, never having to give up his Nazi sympathies or his desire to boink as many women as he possibly can against their will. Is this a great country or what? I don't know. Kathy, is it time to pack the bags and leave? Jesus, we're getting close, aren't we, huh? After the next, what do we got, a year left? Yeah, we got about a year left. Unbelievably, but not so unbelievably, this is America. Oh, I know, this happened in California, so it doesn't count, right? But all the networks now are projecting, based on exit polls, that Arnold Schwarzenegger is the governor of California. It's astonishing, isn't it? Isn't it? On May 1st, 1939, a year after the Nazis took control of Schwarzenegger's native Austria, his father, Gustav, voluntarily joined Hitler's infamous brown shirt stormtroopers. This was just 6 months after the brown shirts played a key role in the bloody Kristallnacht attacks on Germany's Jewish community. Oh, God. Whatever. I was kind of hoping against hope that the people in California would not pass the recall section, but apparently that's not the case. Tara is calling from St. Louis. Tara, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yeah, hi.
And welcome aboard.
Cool. I just was hoping to touch more so on the media problem that we're having.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. The thing is a lot of people don't have, like, a cable modem or anything so they can listen to your program, and it's not on the airwaves. So essentially, IE is underground. And it's just people don't really have access to so much the real information about what's going on.
Again, I understand what you're saying, but I don't listen to IE America to get my news. you're right about the availability of this program or this network is terrible. We're struggling to make this network bigger than it is. But the internet is there for anyone who has any kind of a modem, like you do, because that's how you're listening. The information is out there. I mean, my point has been since the attacks on Clinton and the way I watched how people were so eager to believe anything that the media fed them regarding Clinton, even though 65% of people continued to support him right up until the day the Senate declared him not guilty. But my experience has been since then that there is a dumbing down in this country. There is a willful ignorance. People do not have to be this stupid. So I just don't buy, Tara, that just because this network is hard to come by, people can't educate themselves, at least in current events, political.
They can. I guess they can educate themselves. But what we need to work on is the solution, not so much like complaining about what's going on, but like this year, what we need to do is we need to win. I mean, it's essential. And we're pretty sure everyone who voted for Gore is not going to vote for Bush. That's probably obvious. But we still need to be concerned. And I just think that what we need to do, if at all possible, is focus on getting the information out to people. Because like NPR, a lot of people don't listen to that. I mean, it has hour blocks of jazz segments. People aren't really interested in it. But Fox, on the other hand, is a 24-hour feed. And they tell everyone that, like, CNN and Time, Newsweek, all these things are liberal media, but they're really not that liberal. They're very, very moderate.
Right.
And I don't know. I just really feel like that we just need to somehow take back the media, take back the country.
Well, let me talk about that for a second. Tara, thanks for checking in. I hope you call again.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Take care. Let me talk about that for a second. I agree with Tara that we've got to do something, and I think the something we have to do in 2004 is to install Democrats in control of the House and the Senate and the White House. If we don't do that, then really we've lost the country and it's over. But we're going to have to do that separate from and independent of having the same sort of media access that the right-wingers do. There will never be a liberal equivalent to Rush Limbaugh on 675 stations. That's not going to happen. Not ever. Never say never. It will only happen post-revolution in this country, post-Second Civil War in this country. Okay? Prior to that, it will not happen. Secondly, because liberals, now I'm going to say something bad about liberals, and I am one. Liberals are whiners, and the richer the liberals are, the more they whine and wring their hands and do nothing. Nothing. There is available in this country billions of dollars that could be stuck into this network and Shell Media's proposed network, Al Gore's proposed television network, and an effort could be made to offset Fox and CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS and the rest of these bastards. But that will not happen either. And the reason that will not happen is because liberals are whiners, especially rich liberals. They'll sit around and bitch and complain and moan about how rough it, oh, we don't have a chance. And especially the ones that have the assets, that have the wherewithal, that have the money to try to do it. Now, every single attempt to establish or broaden a liberal network has run smack up against brick walls. Because liberals and liberal organizations will not support these radio or television networks that are struggling to be born. Now, why is that? I don't know. I have no idea. I love Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins. But they are whiners who stand there in front of people at rallies and do not open their wallets. Al Franken does not open his wallet. Rob Reiner, Ben and Jerry's, People for the American Way, Barbara Streisand, every single last one of these liberal sons of bitches will whine and complain and bleat and wring their hands and talk about the awfulness of it and do nothing to stop it. Nothing. People like me and Tom Hartman and Guy James and Peter Werby and Randy Rhodes and Ray Taliaferro and Ski Anderson and Nancy Skinner, that little clutch, Bernie Ward, that little clutch of media liberals who come to work every day and bust our asses and try and try and try. Some of us work with no pay. Did you know that? There are liberal commentators on radio networks who do not get paid a dime. And some of us are paid AFTRA minimum. And we show up here every day, and we bust our ass. And in the meantime, we listen to these bleeding-heart liberals, these limousine liberals that I loathe and despise. Because they bitch, and they complain, and they talk about how their country is turning into Nazi America, and they do nothing. Nothing. Where's Michael Moore? He's got the bucks now. What about him? What about Sarandon? What about Robbins? What about Jane Fonda? Huh? I'm sick of these people. Well, would it ever make me turn conservative? I will kill myself before I will become a conservative. I will commit suicide. I will hang myself. There are people who have become total media whores in order to stay employed, completely sold out. Peter Werby won't. Tom Hartman won't. I won't. Bernie Ward won't. Skinner won't. Ski Anderson won't. Guy James won't. And as a result of that, we will have our asses kicked every time we turn around. We'll lose job after job. We'll struggle to make ends meet. While these limousine, crappy-ass liberals float around this country talking about, oh, how awful it is. And they do nothing to make it not so awful. Nothing. Nothing. Not a thing. And it's not just the individuals, so-called liberal or progressive organizations that do nothing to change the tone in this country, to provide radio and television networks, liberal or progressive think tanks, nothing, nothing. So when it's lost, when this country becomes just Schwarzeneggered and Jeb Bushed and George Bushed to the max, and every job is exported out of this country, and every thought is carefully monitored, and you're whacked if you don't think the right way, it'll not just be the conservatives and the neo-Nazis who will ultimately be responsible for that. The limousine liberals will have been responsible too. Damn those people. Damn them to a greater degree than the self-defined right-wingers. I'm sick of you limousine liberals. I loathe you. I despise you because you will do nothing but bitch and complain. Well, there are those of us who put it on the line every single day. And you stars show up and wring your hands and talk about how awful it is and then go back to your million-dollar mansions, screw you.
Family without a home and a pensioner in need. Those whose lives live by dogma are waiting for a sign. The better dead than red brigade are listening on the line. And the liberal with a small L in front of the TV, and another demonstration passes on to history.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah?
Have you bought your Halloween candy yet?
Not yet.
Well, I've got the best candy idea for you to give away on Halloween.
Really?
Juicy gummies.
Juicy gummies?
That's right. Juicy gummies are the first gummies made with real fruit juices. They're fat-free and they are so good.
Mmm.
You have to try them all. The peach rings, froggies, creepies, and much, much more. They're all delicious.
Yeah, they are.
Juicy gummies come in playful packages, fun shapes and colors. All the kids will be at your door when the word gets out that you're giving away juicy gummies on Halloween.
Mmm.
Juicy gummies come in 30 and 50 pack bags, so there's plenty of candy for the whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And did I mention that these gummy candies are actually made with real fruit juices and fat-free?
Wow.
So if you haven't bought your candy for Halloween, rush on out to Walmart, Kmart, Eckerd's, Dollar General, 7-Eleven, Fred's, Kerr Drugs, Brooks Pharmacy, and many other stores nationwide.
Sorry, ma'am, you can't eat all of our samples.
Aw.
Well, this store here sells juicy gummies.
Ooh, thanks.
Look for Juicy Gummies, America's first gummy made with real fruit juices. Boy, they're delicious.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer and Viagra, sildenafil citrate. You've seen the signs as they leave the doctor's office. The spring in the step, the look of relief, spontaneous whistling. The technical term for this condition is, what took so long-itis? In layman's terms, it's what happens when you finally ask your doctor about Viagra. To experience the skipping, whistling, and sense of relief, ask your doctor about Viagra and if a free sample is right for you. To learn more, go to Viagra.com.
If you've got a clogged up nose, Simply Stuffy. If you've got a snuffly nose, Simply Stuffy. If the rest of you feels fine, but your nose is out of line, give your schnozzle what it needs, Simply Stuffy.
Simply Stuffy, from the makers of Children's Tylenol. It has only the medicine your child needs to make a stuffy nose simply disappear.
If you want to smell a rose, get the stuff out of your nose. If you're sick of feeling spotty, Simply Stuffy.
Simply Stuffy. Use as directed.
Tom Hartman Show.
Yeah, we're going to catch him doing something right. Senator Bob Graham of Florida said today that he will file a bill to prohibit charging service members for meals while they are hospitalized as a result of injuries or illnesses suffered while in combat or training for combat. Graham says, how can we justify spending billions of dollars on no-bid contracts to rebuild Iraq, then turn around and charge an injured soldier $8.10 a day for meals while he's being treated for war injuries? Marine Staff Sergeant Bill Merwin of Nevada. He was billed $243 for his meals while he was in the hospital because his foot got blown off in Iraq. Ain't privatization wonderful? So Bob Graham says he's going to put into Congress a law saying no more. It's against the law to charge service members for their meals. Thank you, Bob Graham. Well done.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalogical super information highway about pets. Every Saturday and Sunday, we take your calls, help you with your pets, give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like, from Eight Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Saturday noon to 2, Sunday 7 to 9 p.m. on the IE America Radio Network.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
I vote for the Democratic Party. They want the UN to be strong. I attend all the Pete Seeger concerts. He sure gets me singing those songs. And I'll send all the money you ask for. But don't ask me to come on along. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal.
24 past the hour. I got an email here from Michelle. Mike, I'm moving to the Alaska-Canada border by this time next year. I still have hope. Do not want to cash in the old citizenship yet, but the idiots here in this conservative Christian Republican county that I live in, here in rural California near Yosemite, are out shooting off guns into the air, and I can hear cheering across the highway because Arnold won. I've had it. I am really embarrassed. My fellow Californians are so stupid that they bought into the flying monkey right, Rovinator BS, and voted for this fool. Gotta save us all from God, Karl Rove, Arnie Enron, and GW. Signed, Michelle, who is cashing her Democratic membership for a green card. Yeah. I hear you. Thanks, Michelle. Hey, it's our webmaster and the chief MaximumInteractive.com dude, Mark Marshall from upstate New York, our bureau chief up there, too. So, you ready to leave the country?
It occurred to me that, you know, it has been prophesied that at some point California will break off of the rest of the country and float into the ocean. And it occurred to me that the exodus that might occur after this particular election might actually lead to that.
Yeah.
I'd like to say I'm surprised. I'm surprised like you are. Part of me expected it, and part of me just thought, never in a million years. And
I just didn't think that the first part of the ballot would be approved to recall. What did Gray Davis do? For Christ's sake, did he violate the law? No. Was he buggering young boys? No. What did he do? What he did was inherit from Pete Wilson 5 years ago a state that was in total disarray. And then he got buggered by Enron and the Rovian posse that decided that California had to fall to a Republican. That's what he did.
Yeah. Hey, look, go talk to Cynthia McKinney, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's nothing new. And I just, actually, the main reason I called was because Armand really got me going. And Armand, I love you, brother. I appreciate what you're saying. But the truth of the matter is, and Mike, you know, one of my favorite sayings is, live by the media, die by the media. And the truth of the matter is, the more the people are going to sit in front of the TV and watch it and take it for granted and not get up off their butts and stop watching it and do something, people like Arnold Schwarzenegger are going to make it to governor. And, you know.
Yeah. That's
how many people didn't vote because they didn't care.
I know.
So, as I started, I will end.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. During the break, during the commercial breaks, I've been watching a little bit on MSNBC, the Hardball extension. Ooh. And Chris Matthews had former Governor Jesse Ventura on. And Ventura, I only caught the last part of it, but Matthews more or less pulled the plug on him because Ventura was more or less, I'm way, way paraphrasing, but Ventura was more or less telling Chris Matthews that he, Matthews, was a jackass to not believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger was being spun by Karl Rove and the Republican Party. And like these right-wing sons of bitches always do, Chris Matthews said to Ventura, "Why do you hate the guy? Huh? What is it? Why do you hate the guy?" And Ventura said, I don't hate him. I told you months ago he would win. Well, every time you always take a shot at him. I'm not taking a shot at him. I'm taking a shot at the Republican Party. And Ventura went on to more or less say that the Republican Party is full of maggots and worms. I am wildly paraphrasing, but that's kind of what he was saying. And Chris Matthews more or less had his mic pulled and the camera taken off of him. Huh? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Blah, blah. And I replied, bah, bah. And the anchor woman was saying, blah, blah. And I replied, bah, bah. Then I remembered. Electronic media creates reality. Electronic media creates your mind.
Thieves in High Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller. Faced with a possible ouster in today's recall election, California Governor Gray Davis spent the last few days signing new worker-friendly legislation. A landmark bill signed Sunday by Davis will require all California businesses that employ 50 or more workers to provide their employees with health insurance. About a million uninsured workers stand to benefit.
Labor and environmental groups first came together in the streets of Seattle in 1999 when they joined forces to oppose meetings of the World Trade Organization. Today, the work of the so-called Blue-Green Alliance continues with its sights set on a new target, the Free Trade Area of the Americas. A group called the Alliance for Sustainable Jobs and the Environment recently launched a nationwide bus tour of 24 cities that will culminate in protests in Miami this November against the expansion of the North American Free Trade Agreement. John Goodman is a steel worker who recently addressed a stop at the march to Miami in Spokane, Washington.
What we have witnessed in Mexico and other third world nations is exploitation of workers, their families, and environmental destruction by greed-driven multinational corporations.
Organizers of the caravan expect tens of thousands to fill the streets of Miami when protests against the FTAA kick off on November 19th.
Earlier this year, career employees of the federal government were up in arms over Bush administration plans to outsource some 750,000 jobs to private contractors. After congressional intervention, the White House claimed to have suspended its outsourcing initiative, but a new report from the Office of Management and Budget reveals federal agencies are still making plans to privatize jobs en masse. The OMB reports more than 103,000 federal jobs are currently under review for potential outsourcing, and another 330,000 could fall.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune in to the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
The Mr. Rogers Parenting Book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
America Radio Network.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. Here's Mike Malloy.
Man. Yeah, CNN is reporting with 4% of the precincts vote count in. Boy, that was fast, wasn't it? They just closed 30 minutes ago. With 4% of the vote in, Schwarzenegger is leading Bustamante by almost 2-1. And the recall referendum was passed by an even larger margin. It's just astonishing. The question, of course, well, I wouldn't ask this, but my producer put it up on the screen. I frankly don't care, Kathy. I mean, I just don't give a damn. But the question is, Kathy's written up here, what will Arnold do now that he's governor, now that he actually has to govern? He'll do what all Republicans do. He'll take his orders from Fascism Central. He has literally no experience at all. If Californians think they're in bad shape now. On the other hand, maybe this is a good thing because the state is going to go bankrupt. Let Arnold deal with it. Maybe he can beat it into submission or something. Take some Uzis and make all the bad stuff in California go away. It just makes me sick. Pat is calling, driving near Chicago, and she's listening on Sirius Satellite Radio. Welcome to the program, Pat. This your first time caller?
It sure is.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Mike, I just want to make a point. I've never heard this brought up before. In reference to Armand's call.
Yeah, okay.
It seems to me that the conservative Republican right is tripping over themselves, bowing down to George Bush, just because this man claims to have come into the White House carrying a Bible. I believe in God. I'm religious. But nobody ever bothered to question this man. I listened to a piece on NPR, and I've heard it a couple of times. It was on again today. It seems to me that a high school girl was questioning George Bush when he was governor, and asked him what his favorite paragraph from the Bible was.
Right.
And he could not answer that.
Right.
He hemmed and hawed around, and he even asked her, is this a trick question? Are you trying to trick me? You can get on the Internet and go to NPR's and look it up. It was on today.
Yeah.
And he could not answer her question. He couldn't answer any religious question. And everybody is just ready to, George Bush is right because he's carrying a Bible. Is there any text between the pages of that Bible that he claims to be carrying?
Well, you know, I was brought up Southern Baptist, and one of the things my grandmother taught me and my Sunday school teacher taught me, that the hottest spot in the Christian hell is reserved for hypocrites. George Bush is a hypocrite. And
absolutely,
to profess a certain religious belief in order to get votes, to me is one of the filthiest things that a person can do. But that's George Bush.
Well, I've heard so many people praising George Bush, the conservative right, and all this man has done is brought death and destruction, and all the Christian right is, praise Bush. God told him to do this. The God I know leaned over and whispered to George Bush, I want you to go kill these people, George.
Yeah.
He said, thank you for that information. I'll go do that.
You know,
so many people raise their children to talk first and don't fight. But yet, this man is claiming mm-hmm. that God told him to go kill, and people are going, yeah, George, good job.
That's one of the reasons I call him a psychopath nightly. Pat, let me move on. I got a bunch of people stacked up here. Thanks so much for checking in, and I know this is your first time calling. I hope you call again.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, take care, Bye-bye. Pat. Take care. Oh, and drive safely. Andrew is calling from Santa Fe. Hey, Andrew.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I think you're being too kind.
on what topic?
In general.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're just being too kind.
On the liberals or on
on the liberals.
Or willful ignorance?
Yeah, exactly, because I'll tell you, willful ignorance does not elect a guy like Schwarzenegger.
What
distilled
does?
Stupidity is what elects a man like that.
Okay,
a populace that believes in fantasy.
Yeah,
elects Arnold Schwarzenegger as governor.
Yeah.
Now I want to also say I've thought for a while that. Kind of tried to figure out a difference between, let's just say, conservatives and Democrats. And,
right.
You know, it's all generalizations. I've met many conservatives over the years, and I tend to like them. And I like them because they're very forthright. They want to stab me right smack in the chest.
Right, right.
But the liberals that I've met over the years, I'm a little wary about, because they want to stab me in the back.
Yeah, right.
And I'm sick of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And boy, I'm telling you, man, you've got to be aware of it, and you got to protest against it. We don't need any more Clintons. We don't need these rich liberal people. I don't know what else to say. The Cubs tied it up in the ninth on a Sammy Sosa home run, and so that's looking good to me. But but let me tell you, man, you're being way too kind. We are living in a country full of the stupidest people that you can imagine.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest freaking country that could ever be imagined.
I know. I hear you, Andrew.
Ever.
I hear you. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for taking it.
Absolutely. Appreciate you checking in. A couple of years ago, when I first started going to Bart Kopp's page, website, bartkopp.com, you all are familiar with Bart Kopp, I used to think he was being a little bit too hard on liberals and on Democrats. And like Andrew just said to me, Mike, you're being, you're cutting them too much slack. Now I understand. I have finally risen to Bart Kopp's level where it concerns my utter disdain for limousine liberals, pink tutu Democrats, the whole crowd of them, which means I'm just going to become more of a liberal, more of a progressive. I will never, if I have the luxury of a conscious death, and that is a luxury, by the way, I will suck up liberalism and progressivism with my last breath. I swear I will. I will never, ever abandon liberal or progressive thought, policy, philosophy, ethics, behavior. Never. But the limousine liberals and the fake Democrats, just like Andrew just said, better to face a knuckle-dragging, mouth-breathing, gun-toting, stupid-ass neo-fascist Republican face-to-face than to, put your faith in limousine liberals. That is very sad. It's very sad. Oh, well, screw it. Pat is calling from Cincinnati. Hey, Pat.
To quote one of my fellow Cincinnatians, Jerry Rubin.
Yeah.
The purpose of television is to sell soap.
There you go.
I've been watching. Arnold has been declared the winner. Oh, that was last night's news.
Yeah,
he still is.
Right.
And they've packaged and sold it, and so, by the way, do you do you know what his plans or views are on anything?
Yeah, he's just going to terminate the problems and hasta la vista. No, he has, you know, the first phone call tonight, once he was declared a winner, obviously came from Karl Rove, who said, okay, Terminator, here's what we're going to do. Because Rove and Ken Lay and Schwarzenegger and the rest of these mafia types met months ago. In California. So what's his plan? His plan is to continue to assist in the destruction of representative government in this country.
Yeah, and they'll have a huge Nuremberg rally when the swearing in, and TV will cover it like nothing's ever been covered before.
I'm sure.
Get ready for that. But, well, like I say, I mean, I called a while ago when you were talking about Fox News and the 80%, and
yeah.
I was just thinking something really funny, and every now and then, I'll talk on the phone to my brother, and we talk about politics, and I'll have the sound off, because what's the difference with television?
Right.
And the mass, the weapons of mass destruction, they show this clipping on Fox News all the time. Here's a huge pit,
right.
Presumably in some desert place, presumably in Iraq, and there's all these huge missiles lying in this pit, as if someone just dug up this stuff out of the ground, and the missiles are down there. Where is this place? You know what I'm saying? But again, it's showing the image over and over and over. And of course, you know, maybe they don't actually say it, you know, but they're showing it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why, I mean, and it's for people that can't really think for themselves. And that's the idea of television.
Though. Well, that's also the idea of Limbaugh. And I don't care if Christ himself ripped his hands and feet off the cross and stood in front of me and said, but Mike, you're wrong where it concerns Limbaugh. No, Christ, you're wrong. Limbaugh is for people who are brain dead. And Fox News Channel is nothing more than an extension of Limbaugh. Limbaugh with pictures. That's all it is.
Well, right. And the analogy I've always used is, if you could go back to 1830, when there was no media like there is today, and you came into the little town to sell snake oil, and a big crowd gathers around, who are you more interested in, the intelligent cynics that are in the crowd or the dopes that buy this stuff?
The dopes.
And that's what TV caters to, because that helps sell the soap.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah.
That's all it's all about.
Indeed. Pat, thanks for checking
in,
pal. I appreciate it. Jim is calling from Haley, Idaho. Hey, Jim.
How's it going, Mike?
Hey, it's going, pal.
I don't know how you make it through the evening without swearing. I'm just one stinking potty mouth here.
I know. Be careful.
I will do my best. I'll push the number 9 every time I feel so compelled.
Yeah, because we do have radio stations in addition to the internet.
Yeah. And, hey, do you know where Haley, Idaho is?
I have no idea. I'm sure it's a very pretty place.
It's 11 miles south of Sun Valley, Idaho, where I was born.
There you go. I said pretty place.
Arnold lives here in the winter.
Oh, good.
He even had a ski run named after him.
Oh, good.
And
well, you must be happy tonight then.
Oh, I'm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I do see him in the lift lines quite often.
Do you?
And now I have some nice expletives to shout out, like pervert and gropinator and
Nazi.
Nazi and hey, where's your wife? I need a good feel.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, I was really originally calling about the dumbing down of America.
Yeah.
And I was compelled to get on Google, and I did a quick Google search. And you probably know who this lady is, Charlotte Eiserbeit.
I do not.
Oh, well, she used to work for the Reagan administration in the education department.
Okay.
And she was there to apparently... she was there to help promote education,
mm-hmm.
and she discovered that there were grants out there promoting the dumbing down of America,
mm-hmm.
and she got fired when she leaked that.
Uh-huh.
But she has apparently just written a book called The Dumbing Down of America.
Right.
And I think it's The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America.
This is a new book.
Well, 99.
So. Oh, okay.
But I think it might be worth a good read. It's in the little synopsis that I'm reading here, it looks like she's done a very good chronology and a good paper trail of what's been going on over there.
What's the title again?
It's the Deliberate Dumbing Down of America.
Deliberate. Okay, that's the key word then, deliberate. Deliberate dumbing down. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
I'll see what I can find. Maybe eBay has it in paperback for $3.
Yeah, I just took a vacation and I followed your lead and read Joe Connison, and then on the flight back I read Al Franken.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
that's a real 1-2 punch, isn't it?
It was good. It was good. So, my mother-in-law called this morning to see how the trip went. And, I thought I'd try out some of my new shtick on her because she's a Republican, and I couldn't get it together. And she.
Well, it's your mom.
Well. And my mother-in-law.
Oh, mother-in-law. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Here's your mother-in-law.
Oh, it sounds like her. Is she on the other line?
Right.
But what I discovered my problem was is that I didn't have the right talking points.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that, you know, Newt Gingrich in his class, I guess his coursework or courses for the colleges, he puts together the talking points.
Right.
What the Republicans are doing. I was thinking that maybe that is something that we should do because when the Republicans propose some particular idea and they throw out the blather, it's hard to counter it. So when you say that the tax cuts are unfair and they say class warfare, referring now to Al Franken, how he said the serfs rose up against the who was it? I've got that right. Oh yeah,
the czar
up against the lords, and they cooked the guy on the spinet, and then,
right. That's spinet. Class warfare.
That was class warfare.
Right, raped his wife, butchered his children. That's class warfare.
And then they made her eat him.
Yeah, made the wife eat the roasted husband. That was a very graphic passage in Al Franken's book.
Yeah.
But it was trying to illustrate that just because we talk about the disparity in income or the disparity in class in this country, and some Republican twit labels it class warfare, obviously he used that example to say, no, this is class warfare.
Exactly.
What we do in this country is just beat our gums about it. Hey, listen, Jim, we just about got to move on.
Sure,
listen, I'm glad you called. Call again.
Yeah, I will. Thanks, man.
All right, sir. Take care. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Excuse me, ma'am. The species has amused itself to death.
Oh, hon, this cold.
Here, take NyQuil. Ugh. You'll sleep like a...
Okay, up there.
You'll sleep like
Need
a...
Need more tissues?
Sleep like a...
Cover your mouth.
Like you did before your mother moved in.
Oh, so you'll wear that red 90?
I heard that.
Give me that.
NyQuil, the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, best sleep you ever got with a cold medicine. Use as directed. Now try new and improved liquid caps.
Look, anything related to my physical well-being, I get a second opinion. And that includes the laxative I use. So when I asked my doctor which one he recommended, he didn't hesitate. Colace Stool Softener Capsules. Then I asked my neighborhood pharmacist. She said the same thing. Colace Capsules. Now that's two people who I believe know what they're talking about, recommending one laxative. Colace Capsules.
For more information on the number one stool softener brand recommended by doctors and pharmacists, go to ColaceCapsules.com.
If your hacking just won't stop, simply cough. If you're honking like a duck, simply cough. If the rest of you feel fine, but you're coughing all the time, and it's waking up your sister, simply cough.
Simply cough. From the makers of Children's Tylenol, it has only the medicine your child needs to make a cough simply disappear.
If your soda's all a tickle and you're really in a pickle, and you're hacking off a packing, simply cough.
Simply cough. Use as directed.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
What does most political talk radio sound like?
Good morning and welcome to my show. I'm fine, thanks for asking.
A little self-centered?
We're not going to take any calls right now because I want to talk. Remember, the show was at its best when it's more me and less of you.
Not very listener-friendly.
We're talking about all the progress we've made in Iraq. Tom in Seattle, you're on the air. Make it quick.
Yeah, I don't really agree with what you said about...
And I don't agree with you calling my show. Let's get it clear, people. If you don't agree with me, then you must be a communist.
A little one-sided?
The fact is that the Dixie Chicks should be sent to Iraq to live in a with Osama. Jeff in California, you're on the air. Make it quick.
I have a comment on how the U.S. has completely forgotten about Osama bin Laden.
No, you don't have a comment, Jeff, but what you do have is the privilege to listen to my show, and you're abusing it, and I am offended.
All around bad radio.
Says you.
But there is an alternative.
What?
You can get the best in progressive talk radio on the only progressive talk radio network there is, i.e. America Radio Network. For more information, go to ieamericaradio.com.
You'll be back.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
Get out of here.
Don't touch me.
This is Mike Malloy with the IE America Radio Network. Want to know more about our talk shows and personalities but don't know where to look? Do you want to find out what guests are scheduled or what topics we'll be discussing on our programs? Would you like to participate in live chat or vote in interactive polls? All this and more is available at the IE America Radio website. Bookmark it. Stop surfing and get active. Visit www.ieamericaradio.com today.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
A nation of sheep led by a handful of pigs. Yeah. Mike is calling from Coral Springs, Florida. Mike, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yes, good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
Pleasure to talk to you. I called because I've basically been saying this for the last few years that, you know, we really don't know how secure these voting machines are.
Sure.
And we don't know, I believe it was Nebraska where Senator Hagel ran and won with 83% of the vote. Turns out that he owned the machines, that the company that made the machines.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
It's been talked about, but it doesn't seem to get anywhere. Bev Harris has done a tremendous job.
She has indeed.
And it's just not out there. I mean, we find out, you know, I found out by looking at her site that it turns out in Volusia County here, somehow they got minus 16,000 votes on the 2000 election.
Yeah, right. It's astonishing.
I'm sorry, not 2,000, 16,000 votes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, even though they may show that Arnold won, did he really win?
I hear you.
And what are we facing in 2004?
Well, I don't know. I can't even guess at this point, Mike, what the Bush crime family has in mind for this republic.
And it's a terrible thing. One thing which is very interesting, they said at one point that they were no longer going to use exit polling, but all of a sudden they're using exit polls. Did I miss something in the interpretation of that?
If you missed it, so did I. So did my producer. I guess Voter News Service, the consortium that was put together by some of the leading so-called news gathering organizations in this country, they disbanded Voter News Service.
Right.
And yeah, it was my understanding that exit polling was no longer valid. But
only in the United States. In all the other countries, it's valid.
Yeah,
that's the way we keep them honest.
Yeah. The democratic form of government, the democratic republic that we have had in this country for 200 plus years, is finished. I genuinely believe that it's over.
I hate to think that you're right, but I think you are, unfortunately.
I know. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, Mike.
Thank you so much.
I hope you call again, sir.
We will.
All right. Take care. Program engineered in Detroit tonight by Jay Bilecki, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces, thanks to Mark Marshall of MaximumInteractive.com for our website, MikeMalloy.com, and the hard work by our moderators there. Also, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Kathy, let's go have a drink. I'll see you tomorrow night, y'all. I hope. Take care. I really, really hope.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Another audio clip from the production meeting.
Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
The drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Doug. Yeah, yeah.
If we don't care, and it shows.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is